This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the American Family Farmer, the weekly radio program for the small independent farm owners and those interested in how your food gets from the farm to your table. Here's your host, lifelong family farmer, Doug Steffen.
Welcome to Good Days, American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, family farmer, dairyman, broadcaster, and around cows all my life. If you were listening to the earlier program, the DJV program, a portion also of a Good Day Enterprise, we were talking about a bull farm in northwest Ohio in Tiffin, that is producing and continues to produce sperm for cows. And I worked there as a kid going to school. I've been around cows, and it was very interesting to get the tone of my cohorts and colleagues as to what went on there and how it went on. And what I find, the reason I'm bringing it up is because I shouldn't be, but I am amazed sometimes at how naive people are. The average consumer in America, how naive they are about what goes on, the realities of the farm, the realities of living on the farm, the realities of just making a living, growing things. That's what we do on the farm. We grow things, and you consume them, and therefore your life is better having more of us around. That's not necessarily the way the government sees it, or the people at Monsanto or Dow or the big agribusiness companies like ADM and Cargill, but that's how I see it. And that's why this program exists. The reality in my life has been built around exposure to animals and being on the farm and growing things all my life. It's been a very important motivator, and that's kind of what got me going on this program. So our mission here is to be a voice of advocacy. The program is about what goes on a family farm. It goes also along with people who have agribusinesses, small agribusinesses. We're interested in their stories as well, and the locavores who are consuming the product. So any or all of you, and then there are many other people listening because they're just really kind of cool. They're interested in what we do on the farm and how it affects them. So many people bring their children into the grocery store and they see a carton of milk, for example, and they say, oh, milk comes from the store. No, milk doesn't come from the store at all. But then neither does anything else come from the store. You may get it in the food store. That's not where it comes from. But yet there's so many people who just don't know. And we do such a terrible job in our public education system of teaching youngsters about food, about growing things in general. Their curiosity ought to be piqued, it seems to me. What a great time to introduce youngsters to the realities of life. But then there are these, you know, I remember learning biology when I was in high school. It didn't necessarily have to do with health and your well-being, but I'm an advocate of teaching youngsters from when they're in elementary school about their bodies, about what they need to eat. That's all those health classes, they're originally designed to do that, which were stopped by many dunderheads who were school committee people because they didn't want to teach children about their sexuality or how to do it, which is probably the most ignorant thing that you could hear. But there are people who believe that's what health ed courses are all about, learning about your body and learning about how to do it. So that's why we don't have a lot of that around. So it's left to the farmer to educate young people or the population in general as to how things are grown, whether it be strawberries or whether it be cows. So with that backdrop, I introduce you to Terry Jones, who began growing strawberries as a pick-your-own crop during college at his father's farm in Shelton, Connecticut. So now he is in charge of the Jones Family Farms in Connecticut, and he joins us here on the American Family Farmer. Terry Jones, welcome.
Oh, good morning. Good morning to all those who are listening, and it's an honor to be part of this great program.
Did you get a kick out of my descriptions?
Well, I did, and I have just a couple quick comments. It's been 6 years now. Our Governor Dan Malloy and the legislature wanted a farmer on the State Board of Education, so I'm the guy.
Good for you.
It's been transformative to work with some of the most wonderful colleagues in education you could imagine, but we're helping to turn that tide and get more farm-related and our school garden programs and so on. So I couldn't agree more with you. We're working on it here in Connecticut, and I'm sure others are across America as well. But
yeah,
there's a lot to be done.
Yeah, I think what went on in my mind as I was going through that, some of my own experiences for sure. I have a dairy farm, and I sold raw milk and cheeses and stuff at it for a number of years. I sort of stopped a couple of years ago because of various economic pressures, but I'm going to try to get back into it to a certain extent in the next year or so. But what I found most fulfilling about this, Terry, was the young people. I was using the farm as a teaching tool to teach kids how not to be afraid of things that are big. Don't be afraid of the cow just because she's big. And we had the corridors in the barn were filled with all kinds of pictures and stories of cows and the whole gestation period conversation, how a cow has a calf and things like that. The kids knew nothing about. And then we'd bring them into the barn when the cows are being milked, and they'd walk up to the cow and they'd scream. And the people who work for me have been taught to raise the animals as if they were a pet. So the cows are like dogs, and they're very friendly, and they're very curious beings anyway, as you know. So when the children come into the barn and they see these animals and they're big and they look at their mother and say, "Oh, Mom, that cow's going to hurt me." And somebody in the barn say, "No, no, come on over here and touch them." And we'd have things that they could feed them. And then every once in a while, you bring a child behind the cow and squirt them from a teat.
Yeah.
Just for the fun of it. But there's not a lot of that going on because the farms have gotten so big that you couldn't possibly do that. And so I take my hat off to what you're doing there in Shelton, Connecticut, which isn't that far from me. I'm up in Framingham.
My mother and my grandmother were Boston ladies, so.
Well, you're in a beautiful.
Let me
part
say
of
one here. Thing.
Yeah.
I understand you've been working with Jersey.
I have cows. Yes, I have. Yep, yep.
And I will tell all who are listening, there is no creature on this earth that is more beautiful than a young Jersey calf.
Yep. They're marvelous creatures.
Bar none. I'm a product of the University of New Hampshire.
Yep.
And the Jersey herd up there, the organic dairy herd, as far as I know, they're still Jerseys, and they are just gorgeous little creatures.
Well, I think they had some down in the Yukon as well. I know some kids that have gone down there. As a matter of fact, I was going to get some heifers from that facility at one point in time. I don't know what they're still doing down there. But
I think they are. I mean, I don't want to single out University of New Hampshire.
No.
I mean, UConn's doing a terrific job as well.
Well, all that stuff needs to be taught. The thing about the different breeds and the quality of the milk that comes from the cows, this is all inside stuff for us. We're here to help people who have problems, and your farm has continued to grow and prosper. We're going to talk about you and your brother, Terry Jones. Happy to have him here from the Jones Family Farms as we continue on this week's American Family Farmer.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-393-6139, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-393-6139. That's 800-393-6139.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Welcome to Staples.
Oh, Staples guy, help. I need a presentation printed fast.
Well, have no fear. Staples is here. We can print same or next day.
Wow. Oh, but my budget has me handcuffed.
Well, right now, get 20% back in rewards on all cover printing. Brochures, flyers, even signs.
Staples guy, you're my hero.
I prefer Prince Charming. You know, Prince, because of our color printing.
Yep, I got it.
Get 20% back in rewards on all color printing. Staples. Make more happen.
Instant 2916 exclusions apply. For full details, visit staples.com/rewards.
Geico applauds your inner road name.
A slow clap goes out to your biker alter ego. You might be mild-mannered Michael in the office, the guy known for raising his hand in meetings, but out on the open road, it's Motor Mike. Geico supports you and your bike, Motor Mike, because beyond cars, Geico insures motorcycles, those glorious vroom vroom machines. With 24/7 customer service and great rates, the only thing you'll be raising from now on is a heck of a good time. So head out on the highway and make that road yours, Mike. Make it yours.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could say.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring. The turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown. They got him on his feet with handshake money.
It's a Luke Bryan song. Here's to the farmer from his farm tour that he's doing at the moment. I would like to see him as sort of not a counter to Farm Aid, but something in addition to it. Having a conversation with Farmer Jones, in fact, Terry Jones and his sister, who all is involved in your enterprise there, the Jones Family Farms in Connecticut?
Well, it's multi-generational. Starting off, my dad was until he passed a year ago at age 97.
God love him.
So I'm at the helm in partnership with my son and his wife and my wife. So we call it the Family Four. I think family farming is almost always multi-generational, and I think that's part of the almost the spirituality of
it. The charm of it all, yes.
The charm. Yeah, and we have, but we started in the 1850s. My great-great-grandfather came over from Ireland, and he put this farm together. We've added to it since. And then his son got into the dairy business, and I actually grew up milking cows, so we have something in common, Stephen. Mm-hmm. But my father was in love with trees, and as a 4-H club project in the 1930s, he had a forestry theme, planting trees, and in 1947, some of the neighbors said, we'd like to cut some of those for Christmas trees.
So let's hold that thought. Hold on to that thought. We'll continue with this conversation. Terry Jones here with Doug Steffen at 21 after the hour.
This is Dan Billa. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Raising a daughter, they gather around the table, send it up to the father. Somehow they
all in the family. Family Farms, the Jones Family Farms are the focus. Terry Jones, who is in charge, but plenty of other people in the family are helping the farm grow and prosper. So your father started with a forestry theme. And then people were interested, the things that were planted were all spruce, or did you have everything that you could imagine that was planted?
Well, his 4-H project was, he was planting Norway spruce and eastern white pine for timber. And as I said, a few neighbors decided they'd like to come and cut some of the spruce. So in 1947, 12 Norway spruce were sold. And today, 12,000 to 15,000 firs, and you know, we have many varieties of conifers. But all the time he was doing that, he was milking cows.
Mm-hmm.
The cows didn't leave till the mid 1960s.
Yeah.
In fact, near the end, he was selling raw milk, mostly Holstein and Guernsey.
Yeah.
And then each generation seems to seek out a new project. So mine was strawberries and vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was at the University of New Hampshire at the time. And then Gene and I were married, and our son went off to Cornell and came back with the idea of vineyards. So Jamie has established quite a very successful vineyard and winery. And his kids are growing up, so who knows? Who knows what'll be next?
Well, the thing is, you got enough land. What do you have? A couple of, you got 400 acres, right? Down there? That's a
right.
Lot of land.
Gene and I basically doubled the size between the 1980s and currently, from 200 to 400 acres. And I have to give a shout out to the American Farmland Trust and all those folks who are working on farmland preservation, because we did a series of projects selling development rights and just rolled the money back into purchasing adjacent farmland before.
All right, let's talk about that. This program is aimed at solving problems that farmers have. That's a problem that I have right now. I'm working with my community. We're trying to transfer the development rights from my farm
which is the largest piece of land west of Boston in the so-called Metro West, largest piece of privately owned land. And my community is not very forward-thinking. As a matter of fact, they're pretty lost in themselves. And so as I have the last piece of open land in town and one of two working farms, you'd think that I was a leper instead of somebody who's trying to do something. What people don't realize is that this really isn't your land, Terry. It's going to be sooner or later. The benefits of it go to everybody. I'm just a custodian of this land trying to save it. And at every turn, man, I get all kinds of starch. So what we're finally getting close to is having this concept, which relates to having commercial interests in the community buy the development rights for the farm so they can get more density, more use of the land in commercial areas. And I don't know if that's what you're doing in your neck of the woods or not, but that's what we're trying to do here.
We took a little different tact, but I applaud that. Transfer of development rights, it's a terrific idea. In Connecticut, we've had since 1978 a purchase of development rights program run by our Department of Agriculture, Connecticut mm-hmm. Department of Ag. And it was an outright purchase of those conservation easements that kind of got us going. But
all right, so may I interrupt you? We're going to pause for a minute again. I want to know how they approached it, because you paid subdivision prices for some of that land, and that's the problem a lot of people are running up against, including me. So we'll continue with this conversation in a matter of moments here on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, 28 past the hour.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states. Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of the Belly Flattening Breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast, because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients too, scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring. The turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown. We got him on his feet with handshake of money. Here's to the farmer's wife that loves him every night.
This is something for American family farmers that I'm finding appealing. A song which tells the story. I find this to be very fetching. Do you know this song? Have you ever heard this song? Terry Jones is with me. He's from the Jones Family Farms in Shelton, Connecticut. Do you know this fellow, Luke Bryan? Terry, have you heard his music?
No, but I love it, except I have to interject, more and more there are women running farms.
Yes.
So it's not the traditional farmer and his wife.
No, I agree with you. There are many
women running farms.
Yep, you're right about that 100%. Okay, now let's see. You're on the State Board of Education.
Yep.
Helping to overcome the problems I was talking about earlier of education regarding food, your health, that sort of thing. And we were talking also about state programs, if just joining us, that are aimed at helping, and local programs, local towns and cities that are trying to save the farm, save the acreage, save the idea. You bought some of the farm, and this is my problem where I got into trouble. This business, the radio business, was great about 15 years ago for me. And so I had plenty of money, and I was happy to buy this farm to keep it from being built on, but I paid subdivision prices. And in this neck of the woods, that can be, at the time, it was as high as $400,000 an acre. So you can do the math and figure what kind of a hole
pretty
I dug for myself. So now, in terms of, you know, trying to save this thing and make it all work, people are finding the same problem. They just, somebody told me the other day about a farm, and this fellow was looking to expand. I forget, it was Midwestern state, and he thought $3,900 an acre was expensive for land. And where can I buy? I'll buy every acre I can find at $3,900 an acre, and you would too.
Yeah, location, location. That's what it's all about.
Absolutely. So anyway, you got all kinds of different things. So how do you market all of this? You got strawberries, pick your own farm. You got the tree farm. It sounds like you said you got rid of the cows in the 60s, which is when many other New Englanders got rid of the cows. That was the first time of many rounds since then that dairy farming has been attacked or let to just sort of drift out on its own. And not be successful. The disrespect aimed at dairy farmers in this country is legion. It is a national travesty and tragedy, and it's something that it makes me so angry, frankly, to see how these big companies with the politicians have come in and controlled the fluid milk supply. But they can't do that with vegetables, really, can they?
Well, certainly no, I guess not. Yeah. Thank goodness. Well, even in the latter days of the cows, we were increasingly focused on direct marketing. So today, everything we produce on our 400 acres is sold directly to the consumer. We have 1 million people within 20-mile radius,
mm-hmm.
which, for those of us in your neck of the woods and here isn't profound, but...
No.
Many
it's a good marketing area. Nothing wrong with that. It's a good marketing area.
Right. So, you know, it's a double-edged sword. Land prices are high, but opportunities for direct marketing are high as well.
Yeah.
And so we've pretty much everything we produce, families come and harvest. It's a harvest your own farm. The exception, of course, are the wines.
Yeah.
In fact, we wrapped up a good part of the grape harvest yesterday ahead of this wet weather. But
it's a drink your own. In that circumstance, it's a drink your own farm. You can say that.
but everything we do is encompasses education. When the families mm-hmm. come, and we probably have over 100,000 families a year come to the farm through our seasons collectively, but there's always an education mm-hmm. bent to it, and that's the only way we could survive, because we cut out the middleman and we get the retail price.
Do you have that, other than the locavores that come to support you, do you have customers in restaurants, and do you sell into grocery store chains and that sort of thing, having them come to the farm, or you sell everything you can grow on the farm?
That's one reason we call it the Jones Family Farm, because it's basically families. Sure, there are some restaurants that come and pick strawberries, but the 99% plus are individual families, and that's what we've built our business on.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a robust school education program as well, particularly in the fall. But it's all about education. And I couldn't agree more with your earlier comments about the children not understanding where their food comes from. And they come here and they certainly learn all about it. And it provides a good, diverse and consistently strong base for our marketing.
Do you do special things in the fall? I grow a lot of pumpkins. But it seems that farms in this ilk tend to do especially well during either the strawberry season or in the fall, the harvest season, when there are other activities. And I wondered whether you did that, although it seems to me from what I'm getting here, you're teaching us how diversity, whether planned or accidental, has been an important part, because you've got things that really are growing or keeping people coming to the farm, certainly
right.
from spring through the end of the year.
That you're spot on. And we have enough diversity. This was a very difficult summer for growing the vegetables and pumpkins.
You awful.
Know, I don't need to tell you.
No, really awful.
But it was a fantastic summer for the vineyards. And now the weather looks like we're going to be getting more rain and not so good for marketing and the pumpkins, but it's still early on. But it's perfect for our 200 acres of Christmas trees. So that gives us a little peace of mind. You know, the life of a farmer, you never get 100% success all the time. It's a very humble profession because, in the end, Mother Nature
rules the day.
The cards.
Yep, sure it does. I'm just thinking, when you said that, I'm trying to seed about 45 acres in Hayland, which I have. I started in the spring. This is something that sort of folks listening who are farmers and try to do this understand. I got a couple of fields seeded before Memorial Day, but it dried out then, and nothing really germinated. So now I'm trying to hustle around in the next 3 weeks to get a bunch of fields prepared and planted so that they at least can get a start before we run into a time when stuff isn't going to grow. But that's the kind of challenges.
The coming winter is a very humbling. I mean, it's coming.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I think that, and we see this, with we employ a lot of college interns and so on, and if they learn nothing else, it's out of timeliness. You have to get certain jobs like seedings and so on done ahead of the rain. You can't just lallygag around. It's a great learning lesson. But I did want to mention, you mentioned the other activities. We do have activities, but they're pretty much focused with the harvest. We have harvest celebration for UNICEF, one of the largest UNICEF events in Connecticut later this month. We do have a corn maze, and we do hay rides, take the people out to the fields. But we don't get into haunted hay rides or bounce houses or something. We're really focused on food and agriculture. And let others, I have no problem with others doing that. That's fine. But, you know, you can do anything, but you can't do everything. You need to be true to what your passion.
Yep.
And the whole spirit, I also agree with you totally about stewardship, and the family culture has been that this land is sacred to be passed on to future generations. Mm-hmm. And Philip James Jones, back in the 1850s, his credo was simply, be good to the land, and the land will be good to you.
Yep.
And we followed that as faithfully as we humanly can.
Yep.
Ever since.
Let me pause for a minute. You got to do a couple of things. We'll have about a minute and a half. I want you to tell us all the story of your apprenticeship programs, because that seems to be a unique aspect of what you're doing, of many unique things at the Jones Family Farms in Shelton, Connecticut. Website is jonesfamilyfarms.com, jonesfamilyfarms.com. I bet you can learn a lot by going there. It's 44 past the hour on the Good Day American Family Farmer.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids. Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're back fast.
Yeah, I feel much better. Now this is a party. Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
Fanatics.com is the place to get your favorite licensed college football fan gear. It's also the place to win the hottest bowl tickets for the season. Pull out your phone and Shazam this ad now for your chance to win an all-inclusive bowl game experience for two, plus $250 to deck yourself out in officially licensed gear from Fanatics. Inside, you'll also find Fanatics merchandise, apps, and more. If you want to be on the sidelines of the biggest bowl games, Shazam now. If you're a sports fan and you love your team, you've got to check out Fanatics.com. Fanatics is the best place for fan gear from the most trusted brands. Authentic fan gear from the NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL, and NCAA college football and basketball. Jerseys, hoodies, t-shirts, hats, collectibles, and more. It's the world's largest collection of official fan gear from all the leagues, teams, and players you love. Everything officially licensed. Go to Fanatics.com for gear and show love for your teams this season. Fanatics. Love never loses.
I'm Bob Dorigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. With all of the political ads flying around, it often seems like politicians can't agree on anything anymore.
But I'd like to tell you about a time when two former presidential candidates who were on total opposite ends of the political spectrum got together to support an issue that usually pits their parties against each other. Several years ago, the liberal former U.S. Senator George McGovern and the conservative former Congressman Jack Kemp made a special TV ad. It began with the two men sitting side by side and saying that they virtually never agreed on political issues. But then, McGovern, once considered the most liberal politician in America, looked into the camera and said that they did agree on at least one thing, the dangers of lawsuit abuse. You see, after Senator McGovern retired from politics, he bought a small country inn. Unfortunately, two frivolous lawsuits cost him so much money and aggravation that they helped close it down. Let's be fair. The more people learn about the harm done by lawsuit abuse, the more they agree that it hurts everyone. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Focus. You need it to run a business, so don't let legal questions distract you. Use LegalZoom instead. Things like lease agreements and employment laws get complicated, but they're part of running a business. That's why LegalZoom built a network of independent attorneys in 48 states. You can rely on them for the legal details without paying by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business and use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Another couple of minutes with Terry Jones here on the American Family Farmer from the Jones Family Farms in Connecticut. The whole idea of these programs to bring farmers along or to teach people to be farmers or want to be farmers, how is that apprenticeship program working?
Well, it's two-pronged here. Each summer we have about 15 summer interns from, and these are young men and women who are of college age, and they come from all over the region, schools from all over the country. And then we have several apprentices that join us in April and spend the rest of the year here with a more prolonged exposure to what we're doing. And for instance, we have a young woman from Idaho who's learning the vineyard business, and actually a young woman from near you in eastern Massachusetts who's working with the
it's
program.
An inspiring time for those people, inspired and inspiring, and so are you. I'm glad we were able to meet and tell part of your story, Terry. Continued success. Sometime I'm going to take a ride down and say hi to you. Terry Jones from the Jones Family Farms with help for you on the American Family Farmer. The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with some food for thought. The story of a California farmer who's now facing $8 million in penalties for tilling his land a couple of years ago. He thinks the government is trying to make an example out of him, and I think he's right. His name is John Duarte. His property has been planted to wheat since the 1940s. Property was in the Conservation Reserve Program under a different owner before the Duarte family purchased the land, which is documented farmland. I guess there's some wetlands close to it, according to the Farm Service Agency. Anyway, so this guy, Duarte, gets a call from the Army Corps of Engineers saying he's deep ripping, which is the way to get down 2 to 3 feet to get the stuff. If there were orchards there before vineyards, you got to get down deep, get the roots out, and that's what he was doing. Soon after that, he said he was sent a cease and desist order from the Army Corps of Engineers saying the farm was ripping up wetlands and the farmer could face jail time. So the Pacific Legal Foundation filed a Fifth Amendment due process lawsuit. When the lawsuit was supported by a federal judge in Sacramento, the destruction of wetlands lawsuit was filed against Duarte, saying that this deep ripping destroyed aquatic features on his property. A team of 10 federal attorneys stayed on the property for 10 days to investigate the claims of deep ripping. They brought in a tractor and excavator to dig up vernal pools
to spot the pools and check them out after the rain. I mean, come on. The feds have ripped it all up, and they say he's in violation of the Clean Water Act. This is an amazing example of the government gone wild. Keep this in mind when you vote this November, will you please? No coincidence that the rules and regulations have gotten out of control, especially in the last 8 years. That's my feeling. I'm Doug Steffen on the American.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I decided that we ought to listen to this whole song, this new song from Luke Bryan. Here's to the farmer from his farm tour. Here's Luke Bryan.
Talk about an uphill battle. 2,000 acres of beans and cattle. But he don't ever get a rattle. He just goes till the sun goes down. Hydraulic fluid on his jeans, red dye diesel and 10 rows between, a cold one on the porch and a good night's sleep. Y'all hold him up with me now. Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields and the springs, the turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown that got him on his feet with handshake of money. Here's to the farmer, wife that loves him every night, raising a son, raising a daughter. They gather around the table, send it up to the father. Somehow they get closer when times get harder. Here's to the farmer. Subdivisions creeping on in. Neighborhood kids keep jumping his fence. He could double his money, but that'd be the end of a promise he'll never break. 'Cause he looked his daddy in the eye, and he's got that stubborn pride. He'll be here till the day he dies. No, he wouldn't have it any other way. Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring. The turn green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown. Got him on his feet with handshake money. Here's to the farmer's wife that loves him every night. Raising a son, raising a daughter. They gather around the table, send it up to the father. Somehow they get closer when times get harder. Here's to
in with my favorite new farm song, Here's to the Farmer, out this year from his farm tour. He does a lot of these and benefits greatly. This is not in competition to, but in addition to, not in competition with, but in addition to what Farm Aid does. He donates all the money he makes from this farm tour, he gives to farmers because they're a farm kid. So Luke Bryan, look for that song, Here's to the Farmer. One of the things I enjoy is getting feedback from you, Doug, at DougStefan.com, for input on the things that we're talking about or things you think we ought to be talking about here, how we can help more farmers and have the farming world be a success in the face of big corporations and big government making it very difficult for us. There were comments about the lady from New York who was on the program a few weeks ago who has the first commercial farm in a residential zone on top of apartment complexes in Staten Island, or on Staten Island. I thought it was quite an interesting story, and so did you, about the organic farm there. It's in the courtyard of a couple of rental complexes. The lady who runs it is a woman from Brooklyn named Zaro Bates. She's got about a tenth of an acre, and she and her husband are growing all kinds of things up there and having a farm stand on the street. They bring the stuff down from the rooftop of their apartment, and the people who responded to this, I'm looking at an email from a guy named Bob, who was very interested in the technology that was used here, and there's another guy named Jerry who said, "Wow, this is fascinating." And it is. It's something to be encouraged. And it is. Wherever you can get stuff, wherever we can use this, the sun, the land, whatever it is, to the best advantage, that's certainly what we want to do, is plant ideas in you. And so if you're in a community where there's not a lot of land and you got some flat roofs, put a farm and garden, put a garden up on the roof. Thank you to your, all of you for your input. Doug at DougStefan.com. This is the American Family Farmer at 59 past the hour.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.